This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, some thank yous before we wrap up the show with bets. I feel like we could do like the playoff bracket tomorrow or whatever. Let's spend some more time on the games for tonight, right? So we'll do some thank yous, then we can drop the dope-ass beat. Four amazing guests on the show today. Newly minted Odyssey Sports NBA insider, three-time NBA champion, and St. Mary's High School graduate on Long Island in Manhasset, where my sister went to high school. Danny Green joined us on the show, thanks to him. Rob Pizzola from The Hammer and Circles Off, thanks to Rob, talking NHL. The coach, Herman Edwards from ESPN, we appreciate the coach. And John Daigle from Establish the Run, four amazing guests on the show today. Our executive producer, Alex Fasano. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, who you can hear weekdays here on our network, with Bet Slips and Bad Flips, along with Lucy Burge, talking baseball here on the BetQL Network. And for the last time, I think for a little bit at least, Brian Gertz was with us as our video producer. Downtown Mike Brown returns tomorrow on the show as our VP. We got married over the weekend, so can't wait to hear how the Downtown Mike Brown wedding festivities went. And a sincere thank you to our pal Brian Gertz, doing a great job the last couple of days with us here on You Better You Bet. BetMGM tonight is coming up after us. It is a four-hour live betting extravaganza. But let's get to all the bets for tonight to wrap up the show, which means we need our friend Jake the Snake. Jake, kindly drop, good sir, the dope-ass beat. BetMGM, our show sponsor, the king of sportsbooks, has their Refer a Friend program. Sign in, click on the Refer a Friend tab, and a few simple steps, you and your buddy will receive a $100 bonus. Promotional details can be found on BetMGM.com. We want you to download the BetMGM app so you can start winning with the king of sportsbooks. As we told you yesterday, BetMGM with the exclusive empty net market goal in the NHL playoffs, which is really fun, so people can check that out at the king of sportsbooks. Ken, would you like to start with the NBA or the NHL?
Probably more like sort of a discussion required on the NBA games. Hockey, maybe we have more bets. So why don't we do NBA first and just see how long it takes to kind of get through this stuff.
All right. Game one in the NBA postseason tonight is the Timberwolves and the Suns in Minnesota. T-Wolves holding a 1-0 series lead, obviously beating the Suns on Sunday behind an electric Anthony Edwards third quarter. Minnesota, a 2.5-point favorite right now at BetMGM, juice towards the Wolves. So Phoenix was 3.5 for a lot of the day. It looks like Phoenix has gotten bet a little bit over the course of the last little bit. Total 211.5. Ken, how are you betting game two, Suns-Wolves, Minnesota, a 2.5-point favorite?
I think you and I both came into the series liking Phoenix. I know we did. And I know we both probably took the approach of, okay, we'll play back on Phoenix either in this game or as the series goes on for them to be pretty competitive in this series. And I do have a bet on Phoenix in this game. If there's one thing that concerns me, is that the market has moved toward Phoenix despite the fact, like, I know that they're saying Grayson Allen's totally fine, and I know it was tweeted earlier that he won't have a minutes restriction, that he'll play his normal couple minutes. Hurt was injured late in game one. The Suns just have so little depth, and, like, cool, they can say he's great. Just, like, it concerns me a lot as someone with a Suns ticket that, like, any this is one of those, like, it's not the Nuggets starting five where, like, if one gets hurt they can't win the title, but it's almost like that, where it's like if you pull at this you pull at this a little bit and the Suns have no depth, it's really problematic. And Grayson Allen's an incredibly important player for them. you're kind of just crossing your fingers here. I do like Phoenix to play better than they did in game. They didn't even play that bad in game one. Edwards just went nuts. Maybe he goes nuts again. More than a possession, three a possession. I like Phoenix in the game, but definitely like not. This isn't like go overboard. Like this isn't like, oh man, like love Phoenix in this game. The Grayson Allen stuff, very nerve wracking.
I think you did a great job describing that. And I said before game one, like I liked Phoenix to win the series, but I was going to play whoever lost game one and game two. I was going to zigzag here with the first couple games in Minnesota. So if like Phoenix had won game one, I would have bet Minnesota in game two. Minnesota won game one. Ergo, give me the Phoenix Suns just to win tonight. I'll bet the Suns on the money line to win tonight on the road in Minnesota. And I'll give Devin Booker's points prop tonight. My sense is that Booker will have a better game, like hard for him to play worse, like and normally a pretty good playoff performer. Booker's points prop tonight, juiced over. It's literally getting bet as I talk right now. I see the screen is flashing. Booker 23.5 over -125 at BetMGM. I think you get a big Devin Booker game tonight as the Suns even the series at 2. So I like the Devin Booker over 23.5 points, and then give me the Suns on the money line. Phoenix to win tonight on the road in Minnesota. Ken, game two in the Eastern Conference, Bucks and the Pacers. Giannis has been ruled out, but it feels like he'll be back at some point in the near future. Milwaukee about a 1-point favorite tonight against the Pacers. Milwaukee blowing out Indiana on Sunday. Lillard to 35 points in the first half, and they didn't score the rest of the game. Pretty ridiculous. Total 223.5. Been bet down a little bit over the course of the last couple hours. I like the under a little bit in the game. Ken, bets for you, Pacers, Bucks.
Oh man, I mean, just an absolute slaughter in the first game where you just go like, is it possible for the Pacers to even play worse? They shot horribly. They started 0-for-13 from three in the game, I think, which look like the Pacers are never going to defend at a high level. They have to make shots. They have to score. They're going to start 0-for-from-3 and play the defense that they play. It's game over against basically everybody. But the really remarkable thing here for me is like, what's going on with Tyrese Halliburton? Because it's been like a months long thing here. Came back too early from his hamstring injury, told you that he wanted to make all NBA, and that's like why he had to come back. It's literally like a $50 million difference or more if he makes all NBA. He had to come back early. It's just affected his ability to be explosive, to be like a, you know, the best player in the series maybe, especially with Giannis out. And I just, where that was really reflected, I'm just so shocked by this. Like his shot chart, 4-for-7, got 7 in a game they're getting blown out. Played 37 minutes, took 7 shots. Like, this isn't, I played the under on D'Angelo Russell last night and I lost because, and I even said this, I go, look, he shot a lot. I'm just going to make him prove it. But it was on a high number of shot attempts. We knew he was going to shoot a lot. What is Halliburton in this game? What is Halliburton in this series? Took 3 threes, took 7 shots. His points prop still 15.5, 16.5, like pretty normal. Could definitely get a high number of assists. He actually came pretty close to a triple double in game one. I think he just bet the under on Halliburton. Not even that he can't be productive, just that he can't be productive scoring maybe anymore. It's a real question we have to ask. Like, is he 40%? And what does that look like if he is? So I like the Bucks a little bit in the game, kind of with that in mind. And really, I kind of like Halliburton's under. Yeah.
Well, if Halliburton's going to do what he did in game one, Milwaukee's going to win. Like, Siakam scored 36 in game one and they still lost.
Yeah. I mean, for what it's worth, like, just for, you know, not, it's not reversion to the mean, just like on average.
Like under in the game also then, right?
Well, I just think like, is it that the Bucks defended at a high level or the Pacers started 0-for-13 from three? And like, that's why this snowballed. Like, I just, you know, the total I'm less mindful of just cause like, I think it's unlikely they shoot like that again. It's unlikely in any game they shoot like that again. It can happen. It's just unlikely. As opposed to a player who's like 40% playing with a nagging injury. Like that's a thing, as opposed to just like, are the shots going in or not? So I just, the total is just, it's a little tough for me just because like, it's not the Pacers want to play a game like this. Meanwhile, the Cavs and Magic are dying to play a game that goes under the, you see what their total opened at for game three, by the way? We've gone under in the first game, under in the second game. We bet both. Yeah. Now we're in the 190s finally. Welcome.
Yeah. And we should be. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe should be in the 180s.
It's 199. Does anybody think that game's going to 200 tomorrow? Anybody? Or 2 days from now?
I agree with you. I definitely agree. I'm looking for Halliburton's, what's the 19.5? Yeah. Tough. He's not healthy. That'll be my bet for the game. I'll ride with you on Tyrese Halliburton under 19.5 points. Final NBA game for tonight, Ken, is the Clippers and the Mavericks. Clips about it's 1.5 juice towards Dallas. It's basically pick the winner of the game. Total 216.5. And I guess the thought right now is that Kawhi Leonard more likely to play than not, right, for the Clippers.
Yeah, just the market on this game has been kind of bizarre. So I got some information. I know others did as well. And I know it hit the market this morning.
Thanks, buddy.
That, and it was, I texted you like the second I got it. You
that
have
was
it.
That was sincere.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, buddy, is usually like sarcastic. Like, you know, I'm over here, right? You want to send it? And this was basically right before the shoot around thing came across that he was like participated in everything. So the market got bet out like that he's going to play, got bet out to Clippers 1.5-2. Well, we're not there anymore. We're like back down around pick in most places. We've had this like rebound effect a little bit. I don't know whether he's going to play. Intuitively, I like Dallas, and I think a lot. Danny Green came on. He liked Dallas to kind of get back in the series. I think my question with Dallas is this a full game bet? Or is this in like Kawhi's first game back or he's out? Dallas just like, how are they not going to come out in the first half of this game with much more energy than yesterday? Even if they end up losing the game, how is the first quarter not better? How is the first half not better? If they got one thing right, it would be the energy early in the game would be a lot better. I can't figure out if I want to play Mavs for the game or Mavs early. It's one of those two things.
I think it's Mavs for the full game. We talked about this yesterday. I was going to love Dallas in this game. And like Luka and Kyrie both played well in game one. No one else on Dallas did anything. I think it's unlikely that you get that again in game number two. And you also got like A+ James Harden game, A+ Zubats game in game one. I think it's unlikely again that you get that in game number two. Now maybe Kawhi scores 35. We don't know what it's going to look like. I'll play the Mavericks tonight. Give me Dallas against the LA Clippers. And Ken, in the time remaining, let's talk some hockey. Talk some puck. Drop the puck. I'm guessing you don't want to do anything with the Rangers and Capitals. Rangers a huge favorite. -1.5 on the puck line, -105. Total in the game is 5.5.
Yeah, nothing for me in that. I mean, we can group everything together if we want to. This is the same way I thought about Hurricanes Islanders game two yesterday. I did not think the Islanders would be up 3-0 and blow it. Just like favorite puck line or nothing. And I say that knowing how random the NHL playoffs can be. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the worst team in playoff history, basically, coming into this series. What am I supposed to do with this? I think it's just the Rangers blast them, or I'm not interested. And I think tonight I'm not interested. I would expect the Rangers to win, but so does the market.
Do you want to group the other games together? Panthers, Lightning, Avs, Jets, Predators, Canucks. What do you like in the other three games?
Yeah, I mean, I have the Panthers for the series, and I bet a little bit on them in game one, and I'm going to bet on them in this game. And I honestly think this is going to be like, I'm going to bet the Panthers in like every game of the playoffs kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
I may bet Reinhardt to score again tonight. I haven't decided if I'm going to do that or not yet. Have you seen, I'll do that game last. I really like Vancouver, and I like playing against the injury line move. This is like our NBA angle, and we do this in hockey a little bit. That's the Canucks tonight, who are down some places -115, -120 with DeSmith against Nashville. I think Vancouver definitely wins. Colorado has gotten bet like somebody knows the final score of the game. I mean, they're out to -125, -130 now on the road. And I like Winnipeg a little bit now, but that line move and that market that's weird for me. But strongest inclination tonight. Vancouver wins without Demko. Florida still wins, but you're laying a heavier price.
Yeah, so I don't know how I want to bet Florida. I don't know if I want to bet them on the puck line or not. I also have Florida for the series. Definitely love Vancouver. Definitely love Winnipeg. Maybe I'll parlay the Rangers and the Panthers. Maybe that's how I'll do it. Just have action on everything.
Have the Rangers blow it for you instead of the Panthers. Be like, well, I want to get this Panthers payout better. Let me put in the Rangers and your final score in overtime. Capitals 3, Rangers 2.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you tomorrow on a wonderful Wednesday. Yeah. Enjoy your night.
Yeah, very close to the draft, getting down to it.
All right, to our listeners and viewers, I am Nick Costos. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3, and until then, I'm wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.